Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How much people have been misled as to who Donald Trump is, what he's going to do when he's the president in his first term and now in his second term. And we're asking you on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll today to grade President Trump's second term so far. Let's get to our guest. Link Lauren joins us once again. Link, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. So great to have you back on the show.
Hey, Annie. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
You're welcome, of course. We appreciate your time. I wanted to give you the opportunity. You cover the president. You're at the White House. I love watching your videos pop up where you ask questions Donald Trump loves answering. What's your assessment so far? What people expected when President Trump was campaigning, he gets elected? What kind of grade would you give President Trump so far in his second term?
I definitely give President Trump an A. I think a lot of people forget how bad things were under Joe Biden, right? You had sky-high inflation. You had millions of people pouring through the border, millions of gotaways. We could have tons of sleeper cells here now that we don't even know about. I mean, even Joe Biden, he's the one who flew over these Afghan nationals. And then we look at this horrific tragedy of what happened to Sarah Beckstrom and the other young man is fighting for his life in Washington, D.C., the two young National Guardsmen. That wouldn't have happened with President Trump. So I'm so happy that President Trump is in office right now. Of course, some people say, what about affordability? What about cost of living? Of course, we have to have that conversation every single day. But if you look back to where things were a year ago, they're definitely so much better. And I'm an optimistic person. I think they're going to get better.
Yeah, I do, too. And I think a lot about the economic policies that have been put into place. I hear Treasury Secretary Bessent talking an awful lot about once tax return season gets here is where people are really going to feel their wages go up. They're going to get more of their money back from what they've paid in taxes. So I feel as though the next 6 months are going to be very pivotal as to how people feel about President Trump. But I do notice a lot of from the outside looking in, silly infighting on the Republican side, almost for the sake of just fighting. And I'm wondering if you think, does Donald Trump still have the same level of support now that he had going into his second term? Has it waned at all?
Well, what's interesting is I even saw a poll on CNN with Harry Enten where it showed his support at 87% with the GOP, which is really good. And it's been pretty consistent. So, no, I definitely think President Trump still has support. I think what happens is on X and on social media, things can seem so much louder than they actually are, right? In the podcast sphere and on social media, it can seem like there's so much infighting and everyone's sniping at each other. But then you go out into the real world, it's really not that way, actually, at all. I think the Democrats have much more infighting going on. They can't even figure out who their successor is going to be moving into 2028, and they can't even figure out their policies. So I think things just seem chaotic on the internet, but they're actually not that bad. And I'll also say this. One thing I love about the Republican Party and something that moved me more to the right the last few years, they support the First Amendment. They support free speech. Right? We can have open debates in public, right? You can have Republican senators and congressmen and people in the administration say, hey, I look at it this way. I disagree with you on this, and that's okay. The Democrats, they very seldom like to have these debates out in public. They like to put up a good front and then go fight in private. Republicans will tell you what they think, and I'd much rather be in that party than across the aisle.
Yeah, amen to that. Link Lauren speaking with us right now, former senior advisor to RFK Jr., a political commentator covering at the White House, and a must-listen-to podcast, Spot On with Link Lauren. You can also subscribe on YouTube to
Thank you.
As well, of course. You know, you're talking about the left being a little bit disheveled right now. I'm thinking off the top of my head, okay, if there was some sort of maybe new Trump voter in 2024 that was like, okay, I can't deal with what the left is giving me, I'm going to try this out over here on the right. I'm looking at the leaders in the Democrat Party, the de facto leaders, and I guess it's Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, maybe Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. Not a lot of appeal for somebody looking for a political home, I would say, on what the left has to offer at this point.
Right. I think actually the Democrats, what they could use right now is a populist character. Like Zoran Mamdani was a populist character, but his policies would never translate to a general election. Right.
So right.
They're going to need someone who can tap into sort of the social media online populism in the way that President Trump did starting in 2015 and 16. But someone with policies that can appeal broadly. Right. Because something I've brought up a lot, Kamala Harris had a lot of the same policies as Zoran Mamdani. She really did open borders, the funding of transgender procedures for inmates, all of these things Kamala Harris supported as well as part of this sort of Marxist agenda, but she lost the popular vote in every single swing state. So it's sort of resounding. I think if they can find someone who's more populist on the left and run them, they might have a little bit of success, but they have to be very, very moderate. I think the Democrats, a majority of them don't actually feel this way in private, but in public, they sort of have capitulated to this small, vocal, progressive minority. Like, there's no way Chuck Schumer in private supports a lot of these things that AOC is espousing or anything, but they just are so scared to say it because they don't want to turn off their base or they think they need to run again. So if the Democrats could find a moderate, maybe someone who's actually a closet conservative but is populist, I think they could be good.
You know, like an atrophied muscle, I feel like the Democrat Party has, they've had media cover for so long. Like, there's no better battle-ready way to go into a campaign than having the media eating out of the palm of your hand and covering. And, you know, whether it's not necessarily just how you cover a story, but in many cases, it's how, if you choose to cover the story to begin with, that you look at those personalities, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, are you freaking kidding me? Like, how unattractive politically are those two characters? If they haven't had to exercise that muscle of getting out there in front of people and offering people an understanding of why they should be the ones that are chose, they have to work for it, then you get Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And Tim Walz, man, he's having a rough week.
I mean, I had Tim Walz pegged as a joke on day one. The second he came out on stage for the announcement that he was her vice president, I was like, that is Mr. Jazz Hands right there. He's gesticulating, he's waving, he's jumping around. He's like doing herpes like a cheerleader. But no, Tim Walz has been a joke since day one. What's interesting is like, the Democrats do get nothing but cover from the media, and they still do largely from the mainstream media. And it's like President Trump, they might not like his answers, but at least he's getting answers and will take questions all day long. I think he took one day off to be with his grandkids one time, and they said he was sick. He's something's wrong with him. It's like, oh my God, Kamala Harris went 42 days without an interview. Nobody said a word.
Yeah.
So there is this double standard.
How does that, you know, President Trump has said he's going to rescind all of the executive orders that were done by AutoPen. I wonder how many of those, there's a lot that he's rescinded from what President Biden has done anyway. This is just kind of a blanket way of being like, if it's got the AutoPen, we're going to get rid of that. Do you feel like the Democrat Party is going to shape up by midterms and offer a concise idea? I mean, they still will have the ability in the midterms to just be like, come to our side of the party if you hate Donald Trump.
It's interesting because that sort of Trump derangement syndrome narrative didn't work in the last election, and it hasn't really been successful. Like in 2024, people were saying, what policies do you have besides we're not Trump, we hate Trump? And Kamala Harris basically ran on, I'm not Trump, right? I'm not Trump and I support abortion. And that wasn't enough to get her over the line, even with, I think, about $2 billion in 107 days. So I do think the Democrats are going to have to come up with much, much, much better messaging than we hate Donald Trump. Because even if there are people, let's say they personally don't agree with Donald Trump on maybe how he speaks or his rhetoric, or they have some issues with him, they might still like his policies and pull the lever for him. People say this all the time. They're like, well, President Trump, some of his likability is down in some of these polls. okay, well, people still would rather have a secure border and some of those policies than the alternative.
Yeah, certainly. We're speaking with Link Lauren. You can subscribe to his podcast. It's Spot On with Link Lauren. You know, I think about the way that America relates with the Trump family, President Trump, certainly, but there are a lot of very public figures, of course, in the Trump family. And the lies, the fabricated obstacles that have been laid out in front of President Trump since he came down the escalator. I think it was Don Jr., maybe, or maybe it was Eric, who said that right before that happened, he looked, he said, now we find out who our real friends are. Certainly, they have experienced that. But I do believe that the president is getting a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt. I think that the lies that have been told about Donald Trump, that they are a little stale. I think people are a little callous to them, and they're seeing the economic policies, at least the idea of hope that the president has in an America first mentality. Do you feel as though the country is starting to soften a little bit to the idea of at least being amused by Donald Trump and enjoying his family?
Well, it's interesting because the more people see of President Trump and the more of these leaders who come and visit him, they realize, oh, he's actually not this boogeyman figure in this caricature he's made out to be by the media for so many years. I mean, world leaders love him. Everybody from the business industry now who wouldn't have even gone near him 5 years ago, they love him. They're all trying to come to the White House and cut a deal for their company or their investment. So it's interesting. Once people actually see him, they go, oh, he's actually not who the Democrats have been making him out to be whatsoever. He's a regular human being who cares about this country. And I think people forget that President Trump grew up in Queens, and then his dream was to sort of conquer Manhattan and real estate. And he's always just sort of chugged along. He's just a normal guy at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Incredibly accessible for someone who actually would have a reasonable understanding to not be as accessible to the normal common folk like us here in the Midwest, you might say. Yeah, I want to ask you about the ballroom. You have, you know, you're at the White House, you're covering the White House. People are up in arms about it. A lot of them who don't understand at all why the president might be implementing this ballroom. Tell me about your assessment of the destruction there on the White House grounds and what you expect to see in the future.
Well, it's interesting because for years they've had to put up these tents on the grass and people are walking through mud and sludge and the elements and they have to host world leaders. And these world leaders come here and they go, oh my God, the United States. It's like, are we having a state dinner in a Denny's? Like, what is the dirty tent we're in and what's going on? I love Denny's. But I think it's time we have a ballroom where we can actually host real events and have these people come. And you have to sort of project pomp and circumstance and strength. You can't have some wimpy put up tent when leaders come. I also think it'll be great to generate revenue. They'll be able to host bigger events where people can give money and do things like that. So I think it'll be great to have the ballroom. And it's interesting to see all the pearl clutching. People had no problem with what Bill Clinton was doing in the White House in the 90s and some of the other sort of horrific things that have happened. Cocaine at the White House the last few years. You had topless trans people on the White House lawn. And so for all these Democrats to say it's such a sacred place, it is sacred, but you guys weren't the ones who were respecting it. I think the ballroom will look great, right? I think it'll look amazing.
Yeah. It also will establish a more secure area for the president, the people who are surrounding the president, to be able to be maintained and secured there on the White House grounds, as opposed to having to go across town and shutting down traffic and all of that type of stuff.
Totally. It's like, let's just have the ballroom. Everyone relax. I mean, for me, I think I'm not going to be happy until the White House is gold. I want the beast to be painted gold. I want more gold everywhere. I want the gold ballroom. Like, this is just not enough. I think there are a few square inches on the wall in the Oval Office that could put more gold. So, no, I definitely think that we need the ballroom ASAP.
All right, last question before we let you go. We're speaking with Link Lauren. You can subscribe to his podcast, Spot On with Link Lauren. You're talking about the inside of the Oval Office. We're going to hear the president speaking from the Oval Office here in about 30 minutes. When you walk into that Oval Office and you see what President Trump has done, is it gaudy and do you love it, or is it beautiful? How do you explain to us who haven't been there what it's like to walk into that room?
Annie, you know I am a recovering theater kid. I am over the top. I love it. For me, more is more is more, okay? I love it. And you know what? At the end of the day, he's the president. The Democrats who don't like the redecorations at the White House, you know what? Maybe win an election, and then you guys can decide what you want to do with the White House renovations. That's sort of the impetus of this whole thing. You guys, maybe if you win an election, you can make some changes to the White House, but you lost. So go circle the wagons. I love it. I think we need more gold. It works for him. Would it work for everybody else? No. But when you look at some of these pictures, it looks so drab. At least there's some life and color in there.
Yeah. I'm just in my mind imagining President J.D. Vance being able to come into the Oval Office and being incredibly conflicted as to whether he removes a little bit of the Donald Trump that is everywhere in that historic room. Link, we appreciate you. Please come back again soon. We love having you.
Thank
we
you
love
guys.
Your insight.
Thank
Take
you
care.
So much, Annie. Happy Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.